Shalom Vracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Shmir Saloshim from the Chavetz Chaim, Shir number 7 in the Hagdama, in the introduction. The Chavetz Chaim tells us, V'ameich kulam tzadikim. All of Klai Yisrael are tzadikim. We all want to keep the Torah and do the mitzvahs properly. So what's the reason why many people are weakened in this midah of Shmir Saloshim? What's the reason why people fall prey to this Aveira? And he says there are many reasons, but the three main reasons he tells us now, and the other reasons he'll discuss later on in the Sefer. The first reason he says is people don't know what's mutter and what's aser. And that's why he wrote the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim is a Sefer on the halachas, on what's allowed, what's not allowed to be said, what you're allowed to hear, what you're not allowed to hear. The Sefer Shmir Saloshim, the Sefer in front of us, is the Musar Sefer. And both Svarim are necessary. We have to learn the Sefer Chavetz Chaim in order to know what is permissible. So that's the first reason the Chavetz Chaim gives. She'ena yedea ezi ma'adiburim yipol tachas sug lashon hara. People don't know. One of the first things people say, but it's true. But it's true. So if you open up the first halacha of Hilchos Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim tells us, even if it's true, it's still called lashon hara. This is the first halacha in Hilchos Chavetz Chaim. The second reason why the Chavetz Chaim says why people speak Lashon Hara is because there is such a strong Yetzer Hara that we should speak Lashon Hara, because this way our tefillos will not be accepted, as this will be elaborated later on in the Chavetz Chaim Sefer over here, Shmir Saloshim, in the name of the Zayar Kaddush. So that's the second reason. The Yetzer Hara is so strong specifically now that it creates a situation for this Yetzer Hara to encourage us to speak Lashon Hara, and the mouth that speaks Lashon Hara, that mouth then wants to go daven, and those tefillos are not accepted. Just to give a mashal, if a person takes a hose, he turns on the water, the hose to come out, for the water to come out of the hose, and the clean water comes out of the hose, a garden hose. But if the hose fell into the mud, and the whole nozzle, the whole spout of the hose is muddy, so when you turn on the water, that beginning water that comes out is all full of mud. When the person speaks Lashon Hara, and then he davens to Hashem, the klipas, the tumah, the impurity that is encircling the Torah and the tefillah is going up to Shemayim, and you don't see the tefillah anymore. Because the schmutz of the Lashon Hara encircled the tefillah and wrapped and enveloped the tefillahs. And the third reason, says the Chavetz Chaim here, that we don't know how to fight the Yetzer Hara. We have to know how to fight the Yetzer Hara. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, ki b'sachbulois tase l'cho milchoma. You have to do tachbulois. Tachbulois are tricks. You can't attack the Yetzer Hara head on. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim brings Midrashim, Chazal, from all over, from Zayar Kodesh, discussing Goydel Ha'inish, the tremendous punishment, how horrific this Aveira is for a person here in this world and in Olam Haba, if he speaks Lashon Hara. And he called this first Shar HaZechira, because we should remember what Hashem did to Miriam, and she became a Metzaira, she got Saras, Miriam and Tzadekes, and the Chavetz Chaim elaborates on this, and through learning all of these different Mamari Chazal, Miriam and Hashem will understand the severity of this Isser, and be Shemer people of Shoinenu. We'll guard our mouths and our tongues from speaking Lashon Hara. Just want to say that there are people need Refuah Shleima, people need Yeshuas, people need Parnasa. Let's think of other people. Let's try to remind ourselves of them. And Mitzvah Hashem, Neschus, that we're Shomer our mouths from not speaking Lashon Hara, they should have their Refuas and Yeshuas, and we should only have Simchas.